Last week, we talked about the story of Jesus being tested in the wilderness from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about one of the most prominent theories about how the Gospels came to be written. Without going into almost any detail, considering that these are only 2 minutes, I'll just say that most scholars tend to believe that the Gospels were written several decades after the actual life of Jesus. And so the question often comes, which Gospel was first? The majority opinion seems to be that the Gospel of Mark was first, and that's because the Gospels of Matthew and Luke seem to copy Mark, sometimes word for word. Those three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are called the Synoptic Gospels because they share an outlook in so much of the same material. John is really doing John's own thing. Now, what's interesting in the case of the temptation stories or the testing stories is that Mark includes almost no detail in that story, and Matthew and Luke include very similar details. That has led some scholars to believe that there is an additional source, a source that we no longer have, that Matthew and Luke used in addition to Mark when they were writing their Gospels. That source that we no longer have, because it was first theorized by a German scholar, is called Q, because the word for source in German is Quelle. So some people believe this Q source is where the temptation stories, the details to the temptation stories were written. And so that means that the Gospel of Matthew would have used Mark, this Q source, which may was one source or multiple sources, in addition to sources perhaps that Luke had no access to, including just stories and things from people around him or personal experiences. So that's a little bit about how it could be that the Bible came about and was written, and these temptation stories are a good example of it.